American community colleges are under pressure. More than 10 million students depend on these two-year schools as a gateway to employment or an affordable first step toward a four-year degree. And attendance is rising, even as state support is declining. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Holyoke Community College is surrounded by the low, forested hills of western Massachusetts. Students of different backgrounds, ages, and ambitions come here to learn everything from accounting to nursing to theater.
More than once. How many times? Did you do it a lot?
Not a lot.
Right. How many times?
In this drama class, pairs of students act out brief scenes, which are then critiqued by assistant professor Patricia Sandoval.
Okay, now, what am I looking for?
Volume.
All right. We've got to have volume. What else?
Importance.
Professor Sandoval says some of these students are here because they thought this class would be easy, others because they're serious about theater. Some are just out of high school, others are older, looking for new direction. Sandoval knows something about that last kind of student. 15 years ago, she was a divorced 33-year-old single mother without a college degree when she enrolled here at HCC.
HCC changed my life. There was an English professor who told me that I should go on to Mount Holyoke. And I, like many other students here, you know, had never been told that I was intelligent or that I could do this. And I think after a week, I knew I had found this is it. This is what I want to do.
Sandoval went on to Mount Holyoke College, an elite women's school, then earned a graduate degree and eventually returned here to teach. Older, so-called non-traditional students like her are still here. In fact, the average age of a community college student in America is 29, but it's dropping. Here at HCC and at two-year schools across the country, the percentage of younger, traditional college-age students like Megan Glanville is increasing.
I've found my passion in life, and it's because of this class at this school and this time in my life.
Megan Glanville is 20 and says her newfound passion is acting. A generation ago, she might have searched for that at a four-year college. But with public universities costing upwards of $10,000 a year and privates as much as four times that, that wasn't possible for her family.
We're well off, but we don't have money to be wasting on education if I'm not sure as to what I'm going to be doing. So I found HCC great. You know, I mean, it really kind of narrows down your decisions on what you're going to do with the rest of your life. I mean, that's what it's done for me.
At $2,000 to $3,000 a year for tuition, community colleges are an affordable alternative for an increasing number of students, according to Erica Broman, Vice President for Development at HCC.
Middle-income students who in the past might not have looked at community colleges are looking at us in part because their parents are saying, I'm not interested in spending some of the much larger sums of money that take to go to a private institution while you, quote-unquote, find yourself.
What do we want this site to be? The bank. Okay. So we're going to start with the bank's balance on this side, and what's going to go on our other side?
Even students accepted at four-year schools are opting for community college. Among the students in this accounting class is Lena Rivera, 19 years old, from an immigrant working-class family who graduated from high school with honors and was accepted at four different four-year colleges.
Not many people in my family have gone to college. Most of them were didn't finish high school, so I decided upon myself that I would break that chain and I would go into college and achieve anything that I can achieve.
But she decided to do 2 years here at HCC, then transfer to a four-year college to get her business degree. She figures that will save her about $50,000.
It's a lot more inexpensive, and it's, you know, you're still going to get your degree regardless. So, I mean, why not start off in a community college?
One reason is that it's not always easy to transfer from a two-year to a four-year college. So says David Brenneman, dean of the Curry School of Education at the University of Virginia.
A lot of times a student will take courses at a community college, may not get the world's best advising, and then they apply to a four-year school and find that of their 60 credits, the four-year institution will only accept 22 or 30, and then that becomes discouraging. So it isn't as secure a route to a degree as starting directly in a four-year college.
Administrators at Holyoke Community College say they have clear transfer agreements with several nearby public and private four-year schools, though they acknowledge that 40% of students in their transfer programs don't make it to four-year colleges. But the bigger concern at HCC about the arrival of more traditional-age students has to do with the college's capacity to keep up with demand.
Obviously, we're delighted that we're popular and students are coming here.
David Enten is vice president for academic affairs at HCC.
But the issue is our resources have been reduced by the state. Our budget's gone from 18 million to 14 million, and we've lost 41 positions. And our enrollment during this three, four-year period of budget crisis has gone up 10 to 15%. So how do we keep doing more with less? It is a problem.
Enten says dozens of full-time professors have been replaced by part-time adjunct teachers, and that in the long run, the promise of quality and access could be threatened without increased funding. That's already happening in states like California, where last year community colleges turned away some 175,000 students. Some fear that as high tuition and rising enrollments push more traditional-age students into community colleges, the less academically prepared students will be pushed out. And if those students don't go to community college, they won't go anywhere. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.